You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're bringing back the fruit review.
We are. So I used to do this a little bit when I was a 95BFMer. And I don't know, for some reason I'm back, maybe because it's Saturday. Sure.
As an official fruit correspondent.
Yeah. So today I've brought in some fortune plums. They are organic, simply because they were on sale. To be honest, I don't normally pay more for organic stuff, because plums are usually about $5 a kilo, and organic plums are... These were $5 for 700 grams. So quite a bit more expensive, and that was on sale. So they're usually $6 for 700 grams.
So we're eating some highfalutin plums.
We certainly are. And the fortune plum is a yellow-fleshed plum, but it also has red inside its flesh, so it's like yellow dotted with red, so it kind of looks like a red plum when you bite into it. And the outside is definitely red, almost purpley. And as my flatmate said last night, I reckon the darker the plum, the more delicious the plum, as a general rule. But having said that, I have had some delicious green plums before. Have you had a green plum?
I have not.
They're really good, but it's really hard to tell when they're ripe. You just kind of have to give them a wee squeeze.
Green on the outside?
Green on the outside. Green on the outside inside? When they're ripe.
Green on the inside?
I think so. It was a while ago. I can't remember the inside, but I think it was green.
I didn't even know that was a thing. That's cool.
Yeah, really cool. So how should we do this?
I think we're going to play a song while we eat the plums.
Okay.
So you don't have to listen to us eating the plums out there, and then we can share our thoughts.
All right. I definitely have some thoughts on this.
I will say I think plums are probably in my top seven fruits.
Really?
I like them. Maybe even top five.
I reckon I've got a whole bunch of other stone fruits that come in there before the plum, like the nectarine and the peach, and also various melons. And also the banana for its practicality.
See, I'm going to say I don't like any melons.
What?
I know, controversial. And I definitely rate a plum higher than a nectarine. Plum and peach.
Oh my God.
I know, this is good. Some good controversy here. But let's eat them. Let's get into it. Okay, we've eaten our plums. It was a good plum.
It was a good plum. I read a whole lot of growers' websites last night that grow these fortune plums, because it's a variety that's grown in New Zealand. And I saw one grower had written, "Don't even bother eating these plums if they're not ripe." It's like, okay, noted. These are fully ripe.
Isn't that true of all?
I think what he meant was like, don't eat it unless it is like proper ripe.
Okay,
like because all the way there.
Because I'm normally like. What's the word? I normally am on the side of slightly underripe with most of my fruit. Yeah, especially nectarines. I know. I might feel like all my views on fruit are really freaking you out. But it's just how I am, Anna. It's just how I'm built. But that one, I liked it.
I'm seeing you in a whole new light, and I'm struggling with it a little bit.
I liked it because it was a little bit tart, like it had a slight sourness to cut through the sweetness.
I agree.
Which is very delicious.
My last mouthful was a little bit tart too, because there was some skin in my last mouthful. And so I've got a lingering kind of sourness to the mouth. But I have to say, as far as plums go, I enjoyed it, but I also don't super love a plum. I like a more complex kind of instant fragrant tang of a nectarine.
Mm-hmm.
But this was good. This was a good plum.
How did you enjoy it, Jess Fu of Totally Wired?
It was very sweet and juicy. Got some down my top and everything.
On your beautiful white shirt.
Yeah, but, thank God, plums aren't like a dark red juice, surprisingly.
This is a yellow-fleshed plum, so the juice is more yellowy, but it appears to be a red plum. It's got both of those tones in it.
Mm, so it's perfect if you want to eat a red plum but spill it on your shirt with the juice of a yellow plum.
100% the plum you should eat.
I did want to know, you told me that about the stuff on the outside briefly.
Yes, I've got two quick facts because I know we're very pressed for time. One is the bloom that's found on a plum, and they're also found on grapes and kale and things. This is the light white dusting. It's a waxy substance, and it kind of prevents water getting out of the fruit, so it keeps the fruit fresher for longer. And growers, like apple growers, will rinse the bloom off of the apples and then put a waxy coating back on.
Weird.
Yeah, it is weird. It's just the process of cleaning the apple, and then they want the wax back because it actually serves a purpose for the fruit.
So it's naturally occurring?
It's completely natural and it's fine to eat, but it is recommended that you rinse your fruit anyway before you eat it, so you might end up rinsing it off or rubbing it off. But I like it. I think it gives like a nice sheen. It kind of... it scatters the light, which is the whole purpose of it, to prevent light going straight through the skin and wrinkling out the fruit, you know. But it also gives it a nice kind of matte texture.
Amazing.
So grapes, things like kale and plums, and you'll actually start noticing it on a whole bunch of fruits.
Now you say it, I can picture it, yeah. Like on grapes.
But the one gripe I have about this variety of fruit, this is the organic, pure, fresh Fortune Plum, purchased from Countdown for $4.99 on sale, a dollar off. My gripe is that it comes in plastic packaging. So annoying.
Yeah.
And the reason for it is that supermarkets require growers, well, this is what I've heard from a supplier to a supermarket. If you are selling organics, you have to have them inside packaging. Otherwise, customers try and like get them through the checkouts. Normal fruits in the supermarket loses out, basically. Yeah, so that's the reason why organics are always in packaging, or they have some kind of marking on them that differentiates them. So they could have put a sticker on every single plum, I suppose.
It is frustrating, though.
It is frustrating. I feel like a lot of people that buy organics don't want the extra packaging, but also fewer people buy organics, so it makes more sense to have the packaging on those.
Yeah, than on the other thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is very interesting. I feel like I'm going to start noticing now that the organic fruit's marked or packaged.
Yeah. I mean, you should complain to the supermarket. Don't complain to the suppliers or the growers. Complain to the supermarket, because that is a requirement made by the supermarket. Okay. And my one last fact is where the most plums are grown. And the largest plum producer in the world produces 10 times the number of plums of the next largest producer of plums.
Wow. So they're big.
They're big. It's China.
Really?
And the second largest grower is India, but because plums tend to fluctuate, so one season they'll have more plums than the next season, the like numbers 2 till 10 kind of shift around a bit, but China is always number one with about 10 times as much as the second largest producer.
That's weird. I wouldn't have guessed India, because I associate like strong fruit with colder climate.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
There we go. Yep. We learned so much. Thank you, Anna. That was very good.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.